Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in just about an hour, Tarik El-Bashir will join us to talk some Washington Capitals as they take on the Rangers in Game 2 tonight. But right now, we head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. You can purchase his new book, Presidential Pours, Commanders in Cocktails, on both Amazon.com and MonumentalThoughts.com.
Nice.
Rick, good morning. How are you?
Morning, boys. You know, John Adams started every day at 5 a.m. with a shot because can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's true. That's quite a power move to start your day. A shot of what? What was his poison?
Hard cider.
Hard cider.
Yeah. He lived to his 90s, so, you know, so much for that.
A shot of hard cider. I'm a wimp when it comes to liquor. That seems kind of like a wimpy shot. Like a manly shot, like do a shot of vodka, a shot of whiskey, shot of rye, like hard cider.
It's still pretty hardcore to do it early in the morning.
To do it at 5 a.m. is pretty intense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like... Go ahead.
Colonial people drank three times more liquor than we do because they couldn't really trust the water so much. So these dudes, I mean, like George Washington was a rager, man. This dude could drink like you wouldn't believe. You know, or James Buchanan, that's a little later on. He drank 10 gallons of whiskey a week, you know. And Warren Harding kept his flask in his golf bag. And he never shot it really under 100, so I don't know how much he was drinking. But, you know, these dudes, man, a lot of them, they just drank and drank and drank.
10 gallons of whiskey in a week. That seems like,
when did he die? How old was he when he died?
He's in his 60s. I forget. I mean, Franklin Pierce was the worst one. I mean, he was always drinking. So it explains a lot of the decisions made over the years. But
Did you say Adams lived to 90?
Yeah, he was in his 90s. I want to say
in
94.
The 1700s or 1800s, right?
Well, 1800s, yeah.
How many people lived to 90 back then?
Yeah, you know, not a lot. How many live now? But, you know, if you could get to 20 in colonial times, then you had a decent shot of making your 60s. Mm-hmm. But, you know, childhood illnesses really whacked people so much back then. And if you got a simple cut, it could be an infection and take you out. George Washington, basically, we could have saved him with a shot of penicillin. You know, and he died, you know, basically got all wet in the cold and his throat swelled up. So then they bought him to death. But, you know, the old days, you know, if you could get to adulthood, you had a chance of making a decent, you know, time.
Gotcha. All right. So let's get into the NFL draft.
That's quite a pivot.
Why were we talking about all that stuff?
Because of his book, Rick.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just trying to figure it out.
I saw you tweeted out, you kind of retweeted Drake May talking about his top golf experience. He went on a podcast with Kevin Clark. What did you make of it? I mean, what do you make of the agent supposedly being upset that Jayden Daniels was part of the group interview versus one-on-one? What are Rick Snyder's thoughts on it?
Well, I think what they did there was basically looking for an alpha male. They brought the four in. They're really looking at a lot of different things here, but they like leadership, this new ownership group and the GM and all. They like leadership. So let's put the four main guys together, see who's the alpha male in the room, see who's the one making the jokes and laughing and leading, and who's not, you know. And from what I can gather from people there, you know, Drake May came off very well on that situation. That the agent didn't like it, wah, wah, wah. Who cares what he likes, you know? And agents talk all kind of nonsense this time of year. Maybe he's kind of worried, you know, that he's not going to be number two. I mean, agents lie all the time. It's sort of like politics. You attack the opponent rather than say why you should vote for me. you know? So I think that's a lot of what was going on there. But I think they did a good job of bringing the four in and just kind of seeing what they see. Now, they have already known who they're picking anyway at this point, but it's another confirmation.
Rick, do you think that was done? Like, say Jaden Daniels was the leader in the clubhouse before that, the Topgolf thing. Was it done to basically show him some adversity? Like, hey, how does he handle, you know, three other guys being there instead of it just being him?
Wasn't
like
it a bunch of guys? Wasn't it more than
there were other, you know, non-quarterbacks there, but specifically the quarterbacks, like how does he handle the other guys being there instead of it just being one-on-one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great insightful tool as to what happened. I mean, Dan Quinn has said, you know, when I get one-on-one with guys, I like to get in their face to see if they're on their heels or on their toes. This is another example of that.
Well, to me, it's much to do about nothing. It just seemed kind of silly. It was mostly just to, like, knock these out in one day. Don't waste a month bringing all these guys in. Where do you think they're leaning? I JP was really trying to nail me yesterday going, what do you think they're going to do? I honestly, truly have no idea what they're going to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of there, too. After all this time, you think we'd know. But they've done a good job of keeping it quiet. And this is the first time that we're seeing what they're doing, so we don't have a track record, you know, to be able to rely on that.
Yeah.
And I have to say, after the Topgolf thing, it kind of made me pivot. And I'm now, if I have to take my guess, not who I pick, but who do I think they pick, I think it could be May.
You do?
Yeah. It's they're talking about a couple of things. One, the owner said, listen, we're not going for the quick fix. We're trying to do the long term. Mm-hmm. But it's also May, you know, on that. Because Daniels might be better day one, but May might be the better guy in year three or four on that. McCarthy's still in the back of my head. It would not shock me if they took him.
Hey, Drake May said he had the best swing and probably was the best player. Said J.J. McCarthy was close.
I think that means something.
Well, on golf day, sure, you know. But I just think McCarthy, for some reason, sticks in my head if they said that. But I'm going to go May. But I think it's tough. I think physically on the field, they're all really close. And so history tells us one of the three will be very good. One will be okay and one will suck. But which one is it? You don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to lean Daniels, if you put a gun to my head and forced me. Just because, like, I just keep listening to all these evaluators. I listened to Jason Garrett yesterday, and they just say the tape is just overwhelming with just the oozing of ability. And that with Drake, the inconsistencies that you see in the tape, that's the only thing they really knock Drake with, right, is the inconsistencies.
Footwork, lack of experience.
A little inaccurate, that just needs a little more time. But, like, with Jaden, I know Jason Garrett said he was stunned that he was actually even better than he thought he would be when he looked at the evaluation. It's hard to pass that up.
Yeah, I mean, mobile quarterbacks that could do these things are so intoxicating. You know, you just look at it. I mean, listen, RG3, if he hadn't gotten hurt, he would have had a great career.
I kind of agree, yeah.
You know, those kind of guys are rare, and they can do, you know, things for you. But, you know, a guy like Drake May is less mobile, and you think, well, with this offensive line, good luck with that too. You know, because they still haven't fixed that offensive line completely. So I worry about that on here. I mean, this team has tons of needs, and this is just one, but it's a big one. And to me, what Peters does in the second and third rounds is really what we need to see, because, you know, anybody can take one of these guys at number two.
Uh-huh.
But those picks better stock your cabinet, because if they don't, you're doomed. These guys got to do it. When's the last second rounder that turned out here? It's been a while, right?
Rick, do you think he's going to take some of that capital, like 36 and 40, and try to move back into the first round? That's been rumored. I mean, obviously not from the front office, but a lot of people are speculating that could be a move for them if there's a tackle that they like there, maybe in the early to mid-20s.
And that would make the most sense. I mean, if I'm Peters, I'm trying to hold on to one of my twos. Can I give you two of my threes? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the points chart would add that up. You hate to give up both of your twos. But if that's what it takes to get an offensive tackle, because you've got to have an offensive tackle out of this. You cannot walk away without one, you know, or else you can't wait another year for this.
By the way, Sam Cosmi, second-round pick, he's worked out.
Okay,
but I'm looking back at the history, and most of them have been busts. when they've had second round picks. They've had a lot of Sua Cravens and Darius Geis.
Yeah, and you look at Cosme, he was supposed to be a tackle. You know, let's remember that.
Right.
And then day one, you could see it. Just like, you know, the guy doesn't have the outside move like that, but he's been a very good guard. But they've got to find some tackles on here. But you need a corner. You really need a tight end. You need an inside linebacker. You need everything. You need everything. Let's forget that they lost their last eight games. They're going to turn over 60% of the roster this year. I went back and looked, and said, when's the last time if that's ever happened? People go, well, George Allen's first year. That was 35%. You have to go back to World War II. The 3 years of the war, basically, they did 60% turnover. World War II, that's how much this roster is turning over.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes back to the quarterback, Rick, I mean, there's so much pressure for this guy to hit.
Rick is almost making it sound like Daniels might be like your number three. Like you said, you've kind of flipped since all this stuff, and you're saying May, and then McCarthy wouldn't shock you. Does that mean you think Daniels might be the third most likely selection there in your mind right now?
No, probably two. I think McCarthy's a more of a long shot, but I think it could be any of the three. Really, could be any of the three. I give them credit for this; they've kept it quiet.
What do you think the benefit of that is? Keeping it, JP's argument is it doesn't really behoove them because they're at two; they're going to get whoever they want anyway.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They are, but maybe you're trying to still look. I don't think they're going to ever trade it down. But you keep the mystery there. The NFL guys live for this stuff, the mystery of it all. Mm-hmm. And maybe somebody's crazy enough to offer something. Because if you say, well, I'm taking, you know, Daniels, then the May people who want to move up, and there's a couple of them, then they concentrate on New England instead of you. Maybe you sucker somebody into some insane deal. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to hurt by keeping it secret at this point. And you never know. If you started contract talks a little bit. They can't quite do it because Caleb is not signed at one. If Caleb was signed already at one, they could talk to anybody they want, and they can't now. You know, but you kind of want to get a feel for somebody's, you know, nuts about contract money. And you pivot off of them because you realize, hey, we can't really sign this guy. He's nuts. So it's best to keep your business to yourself here.
Rick, always good to hear from you. Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. Be sure to check out his new book, Presidential Pours, Commanders in Cocktails. You can get it at Amazon or at monumentalthoughts.com. Thanks again, Rick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes, thank you, sir. Buddy. Don't forget, coming up in just about 45 minutes, we'll be joined by Tariq El-Bashir from Monumental Sports to talk about a massive game two for the Caps tonight in New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.